everybody. This is Colby here with our new CCB podcast, and it's Brandon's day here. So, Brandon, tell us exactly what you're going to do here today.
My name is Brandon, and we're about to prank call Microsoft, and we're going to just basically screw with them.
All right.
Yes, listen to us, or I will rape you.
Well, let's get that on the road.
Please hang up and try again.
Thank you for calling Microsoft Customer Service. My name is Alexander. May I ask for your first name and your last name, please?
Joe. My first name is Joe, and my last name is Thompson.
Your last name is Thompson. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Joe, this is your first time we're calling Microsoft about this issue?
This is my first time.
Okay, before you proceed, may I ask also for your phone number and your email address, please?
I don't have an email address.
Phone number, perhaps?
407-690-2552.
Okay, thank you for that information, and I'll be helping you, by the way, Joe, to determine your support options. That's your customer service here at Microsoft. May I just ask, what's the name of the Microsoft product that they're calling in about today?
An MP3 player.
I'm sorry? Was that again?
An MP3 player.
MP3 player. Is this a Zune?
No. I'm looking for an iPod.
iPod, sir? You're calling about your iPod?
Yeah, I'm looking. My wife said I should call this number so I can buy some kind of MP3 player iPod.
If it's an iPod, sir, primarily that is an Apple program, or that is a product like Apple.
Apple like the fruit?
No, sir, not Apple like the fruit. Apple like the company, Macintosh.
Oh, those little computer programs I see at Best Buy when I go in?
Yes, sir. If you want, I can provide you the direct number for Apple or Macintosh.
Could you provide me the direct number?
Sure, no problem. Please give me one moment. I'm just going to get it for you. Hey, where are you calling us from, sir?
Sir?
Where are you calling us from?
My cell phone.
From what state, sir?
What?
From what state?
I'm from Florida.
Florida, all right, that's good. Okay, let me provide you the direct number for Apple so you can purchase your iPod, all right?
Alrighty then.
Okay. Okay, this is the direct number for Apple. Ready? Okay, this is the direct number. It's 1-800.
What?
1-800.
1-800.
500.
500.
7078.
7087?
No, sir, 7078.
7078.
Yes, sir, that's
and
correct.
I should call them and be like, I'm looking for an iPod?
Yes, sir, inform them directly that you need to purchase an iPod, okay?
And now connect me directly to them?
For this one, I don't have the direct number, or I cannot connect you directly, sir. I don't have the tools for that. Just need to call them directly, all right?
That's not any help.
Okay, why's that?
What?
You need to call them directly, sir, because iPod or this program, sir, is not a product of Microsoft.
Why can't you direct me to them right now? You don't have some switcher number?
For this one, sir, you need to call them directly for this one because I cannot transfer it directly to their department because, as you know, they are a separate company or a separate
blah, 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 blah. That's not any help. Lady Alan. Oh, he hung up.
Oh, that was a good one, Brandon. You are awesome. So, that is the end of this show. And, Brandon, you have anything to say?
What the hell are you fish doing?
Swimming. You got anything to say to the people?
The people? Don't do drugs. I'm out. Peace.
All right, you can catch Brandon random days at random times. However, I will be doing podcasts probably Monday, so tomorrow if you're listening right now. And yes, so stay tuned with our CCB podcasting. And we'll have Corbin on the show some other day, possibly today if he wants to do it. So, I hope you enjoyed that demonstration of what we can do to major software companies like Microsoft, and we can kick Bill Gates where it hurts. All right. Yes. Maybe. All right, people. We are out.
All right. Peace out. I'm not talking to you, Jewish people.
Try arm wrestling with a polar bear. Try going to www.ccepro.co.nr. Try it.